You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Today, the Commerce Commission has released a draft report into the grocery sector that has revealed pricing and competition between supermarkets may not be fair for the consumers. The report highlights that within New Zealand grocery sector, there are only two big brands that are limiting competition. The report continues, quote, "If competition was more effective, retailers would face stronger pressures to deliver the right prices, quality, and range to satisfy a diverse range of consumer preferences," unquote. In light of this, I wanted to firstly ask students about their own experiences with grocery shopping. With the report highlighting problems within competition between the grocers, I wondered if this was a pattern that was visible to student consumers. I headed out of the studio to get some answers. Where do you do your grocery shopping?
Countdown.
Pack and Save.
Pack and Save.
Countdown.
Pack and Save.
Do you think there's a real difference between where you shop?
Yes.
I think so.
Probably. I don't know.
Yes.
Why do you find that?
I feel like I always go to the same supermarket and I know where everything is and I find things easier.
I think the Pack and Save is more convenience for us to get shopping, and the price is all fresh, and the price of the food is competitive with others.
Kind of like, one is like vibe maybe. also, you know, like it's also like difference in prices, yeah, and the daily deals that are there sometimes, which is like really cool.
Because there's better food there.
Do you think grocery prices are fair?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's fair.
I guess so, yeah.
I think they're more fair in other places than they are here.
What do you mean by that?
I think cost of living in New Zealand is higher than most developed countries.
No.
Why not?
I don't know.
It seemed that while many of the students that I interviewed noted that they had a favourite supermarket for a variety of reasons, they didn't see a direct problem with the fairness of price. But I wanted to take a deeper look into supermarket competition, and so I decided to speak to an expert in regards to the report. I interviewed Dr. Bodo Lang of the University of Auckland Business School about the Commerce Commission draft report. In the interview, I asked what were the problems with the sector and what are possible solutions. I began the interview by asking what the initial findings from the report were.
So the initial finding is that there isn't sufficient competition in the market for groceries in New Zealand, and that's both at the consumer level but also at the wholesale level. And that means that the prices that we're paying are too high and that there may not be enough choice and enough innovation that's being provided to New Zealand consumers.
The report mentions that the structure of the industry is a core problem. Is this what you've just covered on, and what does that mean for consumers?
Yes, absolutely. There's a number of reasons why grocery prices are high in New Zealand, and some of them we can't really do much about, and that is, you know, for example, the small population of New Zealand with only 5 million consumers. Second factor that we can't do much about is its physical location, far away from really large population centres and from, you know, big places where food is manufactured or grown. But there are a number of things that we can do something about, and one of them is the industry structure. And effectively, what that means is the duopoly that we have, so the two large chains that both operate multiple brands to give this illusion of competition in the grocery market. And that is something that, you know, many consumers may not be aware of, but effectively we only really have two chains of supermarkets or of brands aligned with a supermarket selling groceries in New Zealand.
How is the consumer affected by the competition or lack of competition in the grocery sector?
So if you only have two big players in the market, that means that you haven't got sufficient competition. As soon as you don't have sufficient competition, that means there really isn't a lack of an incentive to sharpen your pencil and bring prices down to what they could be. It also means that you're probably not as innovative as you ought to be, you know, by looking at maybe innovations within the store, innovations to your online delivery, and also looking at your product assortment, so what types of products you're selling in the supermarket. So lack of competition is basically really impacting consumers on multiple levels, in the purse but also in their shopping experience.
So would you say that there's a need for a third big grocery provider, or even more than just a third?
And ideally, we would have multiple other players entering the market. The more big players we have, the more competition there would be, and the more competition we would have, the lower the prices ought to be. But not all of our problems will be solved by having another third large retailer entering the grocery retailing market. There are also other factors that contribute to the high grocery prices in New Zealand, and one of them is the fact that we're paying export prices for some of the primary products that are being grown in New Zealand, and that all New Zealanders pay the environmental costs for. So I'm thinking of dairy and beef and lamb, for example. New Zealanders are currently paying export prices for those products, and the answer that you often simply hear is that because that's what manufacturers or growers can get away with.
So do you think, in regards to those export prices, that government intervention could be a possible solution?
Yeah, I mean, it's a fine balance between, you know, being heavy-handed as a government, but also, you know, keeping the market competitive. And I think, you know, we are sort of a model country for having a really close eye on making sure that we have sufficient competition because of our small size and because of our, you know, physical distance from anywhere really large. And I think, you know, having a really close look at, you know, how prices are set for the products that are being grown in New Zealand, that, you know, that could be a really good step forward to ensuring that some of the prices of these staples really come down. I always find it surprising that, that, you know, we're paying export prices and sometimes more than what these products are being sold for in overseas supermarkets, despite the fact that they obviously have additional transportation costs on top of it. So one of the sad things about grocery prices is that they hit everybody. You know, it's not a product that you can avoid. If you put, you know, taxes on a particular other product, you know, on a type of car or a certain type of alcohol, for example, that's generally easily avoidable by consumers. But grocery prices hit everybody, and particularly those on low incomes. And so I think it's really important that we have a very close look at what is driving those inequities in terms of prices internationally, and then also doing something about it. That's the really important part. You know, the Commerce Commission has done an excellent job at doing a thorough investigation, and now it's then, you know, when the final report is released later this year, it's really up to politicians to show some political backbone and to do something about this problem that's affecting everybody.
Just going back to what you said there about export prices for beef, dairy, is that a cost that's being handed over from the primary producers, or is it a cost that's been added on by the grocery and the supermarket chains?
My understanding is that this is a price that's kind of set by the manufacturers or growers, if you like. So if they know they can get X dollars for 1 kg of beef or lamb in the UK, then that is effectively the price that we are being charged here as well. So they set their prices to achieve basically an export price. And I always find that surprising, considering that obviously there are transportation costs on top of that to get the kg of lamb or beef to the UK or wherever it's being sold. But also, you know, keeping into account the fact that there are large environmental costs for New Zealand, you know, in producing all these primary products. And, you know, currently all New Zealanders pay the price for this through taxes and all sorts of environmental regulations. But overseas buyers who buy a kg of beef or lamb in the UK, they don't pay any of those prices. So, you know, it's really a double whammy for New Zealand consumers. We're paying export prices and we're paying the environmental costs for the production of those primary products.
Yeah, it seems quite unfair to have all those costs sort of topped up onto each other on us. Any final comments there, Bodo, about the report or about the industry in general?
No, I think the only thing that I would add is that it would be surprising to me if anybody was surprised by the results. I think it's excellent that the government's had the will to commission the report and for the Commerce Commission to do a thorough investigation of this. And obviously you need to have evidence before you have any, you know, any legislation or any other policy kind of consequences. So it was really necessary to have the report. But to be honest, I think there's nothing super surprising in there. One of the things that might surprise listeners is that 90% of households shop their or do their primary shopping trips, so that the you know, where they buy most of the groceries, in one of the two big chains. And that, again, if you're a little bit into, you know, retail research and marketing, there's no surprise, but it may be a surprise to listeners just to find out that 90% of us basically do our primary shop in one of the two big chains, and that just shows you the power of the duopoly. That makes it really hard for smaller players to actually get economies of scale and to become competitive in their pricing.
That was Senior Lecturer Dr. Bodo Long of the University of Auckland on the Commerce Commission draft report into the grocery sector. Now, Commerce and Consumer Affairs Minister Dr. David Clark says that the government is welcoming the report and consumers deserve to know if they are getting a fair deal at the supermarket checkout. National's Commerce and Consumer Affairs spokesperson Todd McClay said that the government must take responsibility for its role in increasing the cost of living. The draft report and information on how to make a submission is available on the Commerce Commission's website. Consultation is now open for 4 weeks, closing August, and the report will be released in November. I finally want to also say thank you to the students who spoke to us today about grocery shopping.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.